我们应该怎么样追求教会的合一
？How can we pursue the unity in the church？
那么在第二节这里说
，In verse two，
要凡事谦虚
，completely humbled。
这个谦虚啊，能够带来教会的合一
，because being humble, modest can bring the unity in Christ。
主耶稣他是原本是至高无上的真神
，Lord Jesus once was the honored God。
他为了要来。拯救我们世人
in order to save the people in the world,
让世人能够跟神和好
so that the people can reconcile with God.
所以他道成肉身来到世上
so he came to this world in flesh.
成为人的样式
he came in the form of a man.
甚至他以仆人的这个精神来服侍
with the spirit of a servant, he served everyone.
他顺服天父的指示
He was obedient to the Heavenly Father's will
甚至以至于死在十字架上面
To the point of death, even death on the cross
这种的顺服就是一种谦卑的表现
So such an obedience is a form of humbleness
所以我们在教会里面
And therefore in church today
要怎么样学会谦卑呢
How can we learn to be humble?
就是要顺服圣经的道理
We have to be obedient to the truth in the Bible
譬如说我们参加会议
For example, when we attend a conference,
大家都是一心一意要让教会能够更进步。
We all have the same hearts and intent to improve the development in the church.
所以所提的案题一定经过详细的思考。
So the proposal we've made, we've all is well thought through.
我所提的这个案有没有合乎真理呢
？The proposal that I make today is it according to the truth?
同时也要思考，那么这个。案题呢要怎么样去执行呢
And we also think about how we can carry out such a proposal.
有什么好的方法呢
Is there any good methods?
我们也会去思考。
So these are things that we think about.
我们所提的方法
The ways, the methods that we propose
也要符合圣经的真理啊。
Also has to be in accordance with the truth in the Bible.
譬如说
For an example,
我们要促进教会的发展。
If we want to help the development of the church.
主内一家这个是一个很重要的目标。
We all know that one family in Christ is our ultimate goal.
那么或许我们就提了这个案。
And so we make such a proposal.
教会能够追求到主内一家的地步。
So we hope that the church can pursue the goal of family, one family in Christ.
当然，我们也提出了很好的方法。
And perhaps we've also offered many good ways.
可是经过开会之后
，But after the meeting,
大家讨论了之后
After the discussion,
否决了我们的提案。
And our proposal was vetoed.
这个时候，我们要存着什么心面对这个问题呢
？So during this time, what kind of attitude do we need to have to face this problem?
我们若是谦虚的话
If we were humble,
我们绝对不会去埋怨
Then we will not complain
不会去抱怨说哎呀哪一个人不懂道理
We will not complain that such a person doesn't know about the truth
我们一定会去思考
We will think about this
为什么我会不被接受这个案例不被接受呢
That why is it that my proposal was not accepted
会去思考它的原因
So we will think about the reason behind it
绝对不会怀疑说哎，我这个合乎真理，怎么不会被通过
？We will not wonder my proposal is according to the truth. Why is it being vetoed?
因为我们开会
Because in our meeting,
我们是奉主耶稣圣名开会。
We hold our meetings in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也相信主跟我们同在。
We all believe that Jesus Christ is with us.
所以主耶稣在带领我们整个会议。
So Lord Jesus is guiding our entire meeting.
我们必须要有这样的认识。
We must have this basic understanding.
神的灵在我们当中运行。
The Lord's Christ, the Spirit works amongst us.
为什么不能通过
Why is it that we can work together?
可能是时候还没到
Perhaps it's because it's not time yet
可能是我们的讲解大家还不清楚
Or perhaps our explanation is not so clear
可能大家还有一些顾虑
Or maybe they have other worries
但是我们就不要灰心
But we should not lose heart
好的事情
If it's something that's good
我们要积极的去推动
We have to be proactive
才能够让教会更好
Because only then the church will be better
所以时机成熟的时候
So when the time is right
我相信我们呢这个好的意见一定会被教会接纳的。
I believe that good proposal will ultimately be accepted.
因为这是神的家。
Because this is a family of Christ.
神亲自带领。
This family is led by God
himself. 神能够查明一切。
God knows everything.
因此我们有这样的认识。
So when we have such an understanding,
我们心里就不会有任何的埋怨了。
Then in our hearts we will not have any complaints.
这个就是谦虚的表现。
So this is a manifestation of humbleness.
能够这样子。
If we can do this,
当然教会就合一了
then church will have unity.
大家没有什么特别的意见
that no one else will have any opinions.
服从这个会议的决定
because everyone will be obedient to the decision from the meeting.
第二节这里又讲
chapter 4 verse 2,
说我们要温柔
That we need to be gentle.
什么叫温柔呢？
What does it mean to be gentle?
一般人认为温柔就是好脾气。
Most people think that being gentle means you have a good temperament.
一个人不会随便发脾气的。
That a person will not have any temper.
这个人就被认为是很温柔的。
And that person will be thought as somebody who's gentle.
温柔真正的意思是什么？
But what is the true meaning for gentleness?
不该发脾气的时候不可以发脾气。
It means that when it's not time to be angry, you will not be angry.
该发脾气的时候应该要发脾气啊。
But yet when it's the right time to be angry, you should be angry.
这才是温柔啊。
This is a true gentleness.
我们看到主耶稣。
When we look at Lord Jesus Christ,
他在世上的时候,
when he was alive in the world,
批评他,
some people criticized him,
有人误解他,
some people misunderstood him,
他都能够很温柔地来化解这些批评, 跟侮辱啊。
But with a gentle heart, he was able to dispel any misunderstanding.
他真的是非常的好, 有好的脾气。
He has a very good temperament.
但是有一次呢,
but there was this one time,
主耶稣生气了,
Lord Jesus was angry.
为什么主耶稣生气呢?
Why was Lord Jesus angry?
我们来看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John.
约翰福音的第二章。
John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章。
John chapter 2.
十三节。
Verse 13.
犹太人的逾越节近了，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。十四节。
14.
看见店里有卖牛羊鸽子的，并有兑换银钱的人坐在那里。十五节。
15.
耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子，把牛羊都赶出店去，倒出兑换银钱之人的银钱，推翻他们的桌子。十六节。
16.
又对卖鸽子的说，我把这些东西拿去，不要将我父的店当作买卖的地方。我们看到这段圣经的描述。
When we look at the description in this passage,
我们看到主耶稣生气了。
You'll find that Lord Jesus was angry.
主耶稣的动作似乎非常的粗鲁。
And what he did seems very blunt.
主耶稣为什么生气了？
Why was Lord Jesus angry?
因为买这个圣殿啊，变成买卖的地方了。
It's because the Father's house was turned into a market.
人的心只是一味的追求啊这个钱财。
And the man's heart is only pursuing after money.
拜神的心没有在里面了。
That the God-worshipping heart is no longer in them.
这是人最大的危机。
This is the danger of mankind.
当人不相信神的祝福。
When a person does not no longer believe in God's blessings.
人只意味着靠人的方法想要追求世上的好处。
They're only relying on their own ways to pursue the good in the world.
这是最大的危险。
This is the ultimate danger.
所以主耶稣生气了。
That's why Lord Jesus was angry.
把这些买卖的把他赶出去了。
And Lord Jesus chased out these business people.
我们也知道。
And we all know this.
摩西是世上极其谦和的人。
We know that Moses was one of the most gentle men in the world.
但是呢，摩西也生气了。
But Moses was also angry one time.
他有一次啊，到山上领受了十条诫命的滑板。
Once he went up to the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments from God.
当他很高兴的下山的时候。
And when he came down the mountain with a joyful heart.
看到山下的百姓啊。
What he found was that the people.
竟然拜起金牛犊来了。
Was worshiping the golden calf.
这个时候的摩西
and during that time,
心都脆了。
Moses' heart was shattered.
这些百姓怎么那么无知呢？
How can these people be so ignorant?
为什么不懂得拜至高无上的神呢？
How can they not know to worship the God in heaven?
为什么要拜这个比我们还低等的这个牛呢？
Why would they worship the calf that's lower than us?
摩西生气了。
And Moses was angry.
气得把那两块滑板摔下去了。
Moses was so angry to the point that he shattered those two tablets.
其实也不只是摩西生气了。
The truth is not only Moses was upset,
也生气了。
The God in heaven was also mad.
天上的神想要毁灭这些亵渎的人。
The God in heaven wanted to destroy the people that blasphemed against him.
所以从这件事情我们也可以了解。
From this event we learned,
凡是这个让人离弃真神的。
When a person abandoned the true God,
背逆真道的。
And they go against the truth.
这个是非常可怕的事情。
This is a very dreadful thing.
我们若发现这样的事情，
when we find such a thing,
我们不能够视若无睹啊。
We cannot ignore it.
不能够说哎，这个没什么关系。
We can't think that this is not a big deal.
假如是这个态度啊，
if we have this attitude,
也表示我们不认识真理。
Then that means that we also don't know about the truth.
也表示我们离弃真理了。
That also means that we have abandoned the truth.
所以我们对于真理被扭曲的时候，
so when the truth is being misunderstood or twisted,
我们应该表明我们的立场。
We have to stand up and show our position.
该生气的时候，我们是要生气的。
When it's time to be angry, we should be angry.
几年前，
a few years ago,
在大陆啊，
in China,
有一个信徒，他去书店买了一本书。
There was a believer that went to the bookstore and bought a book.
那本书写的是异端邪教。
And that book was about heresies.
我们这信徒看了之后，
after that believer read it,
吓了一跳。
he was shocked.
这里都在批评我们真耶稣教会。
Because in the book has criticized our True Jesus Church.
许许多多的人。
And has misled many people.
亵渎了天上的神。
And also has blasphemed against God in heaven.
这个信徒很着急。
And so this believer was very anxious.
拿了这本书给传道人。
And he brought this book to the pastor.
怎么办呢？
He asked the pastor, what should we do?
在这个书店里头在贩卖。
And that this book was being sold in the bookstores.
传道人就赶快跟长子们一起来讨论。
And so the pastor then had a discussion with the elders and the deacons. Because this is blasphemous against God.
啊，也毁谤了我们的教会。
And this also is
an
inaccurate criticism towards our church. After discussion,
他们就写了一封信。
Then they wrote a letter to the related agencies.
感谢主。
And thank God.
哎，那个单位啊，查明之后。
And after they have learned about the truth.
就下令把书店的所有这类的书把它放这个收下。
And they have asked the bookstore to recall all the related books.
把它烧毁了。
And that they have burned all the books.
并且在政府的这个刊物上面啊。
And also in the government published
连续两个月
for 2 months in a row
刊登这个盗窃的启示
and that they posed the letter for apology
向我们教会道歉
to publicly apologize to our church
所以说我们对于这个真理啊我们要坚守
and so towards the truth we need to be persistent
不容任何人来亵渎这个真理
we can't tolerate anyone that will blaspheme against God's truth
所以温柔是有他的立场的。
So the gentleness has its conditions.
该生气的时候是要生气的。
That we should be angry when it's time to be angry.
不该生气的时候我们就不生气了。
When it's not time to be angry, we should not be angry.
有一个老人啊。
There was an old elderly man.
他到了邮局办事情。
He went to the post office to take care of things.
结果呢，那个办事的人员啊，非常的没有礼貌。
And the post office personnel was very rude.
他指着这个老人家。
So he told this elderly person,
他说你没有眼睛吗
？That don't you have eyes?
你瞎了吗
？Are you blind?
你没有看看这里写什么
？Didn't you see what's written here?
这老人家看了以后啊
，And so this older person saw this.
走错地方了。
He realized that he went to the wrong place.
就跟这个年轻人说啊，对不起，对不起。
So he told this young person that he was sorry.
老人家就去找了一个。对的地方去办事了。
And so he went to another place to take care of his business.
不过这个老人家回去之后
，And after he went back，
他再三的思考。
He was thinking about this what happened today.
假如他这个年轻人都不控制好情绪的话
，And that if this young person that works in the post office does not control his temperament, one day something will happen to him.
他为了爱护这个年轻人
，So for the goodness of his heart，
他写了一封信
，He wrote a letter
去给邮局啊
，To the post office，
然后请他的孩子去寄这封信
，And asked his children to send this letter。
他孩子问他的爸爸说：“您写信给邮局干嘛？”
And so his kids asked him, "Why do you write a letter to the post office?"
爸爸就跟他讲这个过程了。
And so his dad told him about what happened.
他孩子生气了。
But his kids were upset.
他说：“爸爸，你怎么可以这样受这年轻人的侮辱呢？”
And his children was angry because he was being embarrassed by this young person today.
你应该好好教训他一顿了。
And that you should give him a lesson to learn.
他爸爸跟他讲。
But his dad answered him.
我也是这么想。
That yes, this is what I thought too.
但是你知道吗？
But do you know?
当我要开口骂他的时候
，But when I was about to yell at him,
刚好打开抽屉来
，That he opened his drawer,
我一看啊
，And what I saw,
里头有一把枪
，That there's a gun in there.
你说我该骂他吗
？And so do you think I should still yell at him?
哎呀，还是爸爸你聪明。
And his children said that yes, Dad, you are smart.
这个时候，他爸爸在跟他讲。
And so his dad this time told him,
做人啊，不可以有这样的观念。
And that as a person, you should not have this thought.
不要那个欺善怕恶。
Do not oppress the good, but take advantage of the weak.
这个人好欺负，就可以欺欺他。
And don't think that this person is good, easy to take advantage of.
这个很凶啊，就不要啊，就不要那个。触怒他
or this person is a bully, so I don't want to go up against him.
这个不是做人的道理。
This is not a right attitude.
所以他爸爸跟他讲。
So his dad taught him.
很多事情啊，宁可让步。
That there are many things in life that we rather take a step back.
原谅人的无知。
That we rather forgive other people's ignorance.
这个就是不该生气的时候不要生气。
And this is what it meant by when it's not time to be angry, don't be angry.
跟得救毫无关系的。跟得救没有关系的事情。
And because this has nothing to do with salvation.
我们宁可让步。
So we rather take a step back.
我们啊说啊，就是被人家所亏欠的，主耶稣都会弥补。
We say that what when people take advantage of us, God will avenge for us.
所以我们要学会温柔。
So we need to learn to be gentle.
在教会也是一样。
Same applies to church.
凡是跟得救的真理没有关系的。
When it's not related to our salvation.
有时候弟兄姐妹无意的一句话伤了我们的心。
When sometimes our feelings are being hurt by something that they don't mean.
不要介意。
That we should not take care about it.
不要放在心里头。
We should not worry about it in our hearts.
原谅他。
We should forgive them.
我们不要随便生气。
We should not raise our anger easily.
这才是温柔了。
This is what it means being gentle.
我们若是能够这样做。
If we can do this,
教会当然就是合一了。
Then the church, of course, will be in unity.
我们再来看以弗所书的第四章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Chapter 4.
请看第二节。
Verse 2.
这里又提到说要忍耐。
Here it says be patient.
哎，这个忍耐也能够促进合一。
The patience can also promote unity in the church.
从保罗书信里头。
From the letters of Paul.
我们可以了解得到。
What we can learn.
弟兄姐妹的灵性各有不同。
That all the brothers and sisters have different levels of spirituality.
有的像婴孩。
Some are at the level of infancy.
会嫉妒纷争。
That they may have jealousy.
有的像小孩。
Others are like children.
非常的无知。
That they are naive.
不明白属灵的事情。
They don't understand the things of the spiritual realm.
有的像大人。
Others are like the adults.
他分辨好坏。
They can discern good from wrong.
他能够辨明是非。
They can discern right from wrong.
这样的人就灵性长大了。
Then such a person have a mature spirituality.
就是有。这样灵性不同的人啊。
So church is consistent of a group of people like these.
那么我们灵性好的。
So those of us who have good spirituality.
就应该包容要忍耐。
We should be tolerant and we should be patient.
对于那些灵性还软弱的。
And towards those who are still weak.
我们要用耐心来对待他们。
We need to treat them, take care of them with patience.
这个耐心不是消极的。
And this patience is not a pessimistic attitude.
不理他就好。
It doesn't mean that you just have to ignore them.
像这些软弱的弟兄姐妹永远长不大。
Because if that, then the weak brothers and sisters will never grow up.
所以第二节这里说。
And that's why in the following verse.
用爱心要互相宽容。
Bearing with one another in love.
用爱心宽容。
That we bear with one another in love.
用什么样的爱心呢？
What kind of love?
主耶稣在马太福音的第五章。
Lord Jesus has said in Matthew chapter 5.
他这样的指导。
And this is what Lord Jesus taught us.
我们看马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
39节。
Chapter 5 verse 39. 只是
我告诉你们不要跟恶人作对。有人打你的右脸，连左脸也转过来由他打。
39.
主耶稣这样说。
This is what the Lord Jesus said.
不要跟恶人作对。
That do not resist an evil person.
你面对恶人的时候要忍耐。
When you face an evil person, you have to be patient.
所以你不可以还手啊。
So you can't strike back.
你要忍耐下来。
You have to be patient.
不但不能够还手。
Not only you can't strike.
这里又告诉我们。
Here also tell us.
所以你左脸也要转过来由他打。
If that you have to turn to the other cheek and let him strike you.
有些人不太了解为什么主耶稣这样说呢？
Some may not understand why did Lord Jesus say this.
我已经被他打右脸了。
If I'm already, he already struck me on the right.
转过来给他打。
Why should I turn to my left cheek and let him strike again? What does it mean?
我们都是看下文的话。
If you look at the following verse.
从四十节再慢慢看过去。
If you start from verse 40.
我们看到四十四节。
To verse 44.
主耶稣这样说。
Lord Jesus said this.
只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
对于这些欺负我们的人。
To those who oppress us.
主耶稣说，我们还要爱他。
Lord Jesus, tell us that we still have to love them.
怎么爱他？
How can we love them?
为他祷告。
Pray for them.
帮助他成长。
To help them grow.
让坏人变成好人。
So that the evil person can turn to a good person.
这是积极的忍耐。
So this is a proactive way to be patient. This is very important.
主耶稣他也是如此。
Lord Jesus set an example.
他被打了。
He was being struck.
他没有还手。
Stricken, but he did not strike back.
他为他们祷告。
Instead, he prayed for them.
甚至被钉在十字架的时候。
Even when he was crucified on the cross,
他仍然为他们祷告。
He continued to pray for them.
说父啊，他们是无知的。
He said that Father, they did not know what they're doing.
求天父原谅这些无知的人。
So he asked the Heavenly Father to forgive them.
所以我们应该要学习。
So we should learn about this.
面对一些无理的人啊。
That when we are facing unreasonable people.
爱心对待他们。
We have to treat them with love.
为他们祷告。
We have to pray for them.
主耶稣又教导。
Lord Jesus also taught us.
我们看马太福音十八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18.
十八章第五节。
18 verse 5.
十五节。
18 verse 15.
若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄。这里告诉我们，当弟兄得罪我们的时候
，Here tell us that when a brother sins against us，
趁着只有他跟你在一起的时候
，That just between the two of you，
你要去劝勉他
，You have to show him his fault。
但是他若不听的时候
，But if he doesn't listen，
十六节啊
，Verse 16，
这里说你要带一两个人同去
，Then take one or two others along，
啊，来劝他
，To encourage him。
这一两个人也是懂道理的人啊。
Of course, these one or two other person also needs to know about the truth。
他仍然不接受的时候
，If he doesn't accept you，
那怎么办呢
？Then what do you do？
这里又告诉我们。
Here, tell us.
17节。若是不听他们，就告诉教会。
If he refuses to listen to them, then tell it to the church.
教会会去处理。
Then church will take care of it.
所以，当我们努力了以后
，So after we have tried,
对方还是不接受。
If the other person still will not listen,
教会有教会的规矩。
Then church has its rules.
我们要尊重教会。
Then we have to respect the church.
对。那么我们要告诉教会。
Then we have to tell the church.
教会有属灵的权柄。
Church has the spiritual authority.
教会会慎重的处理。
The church will take care of this business.
但是他若不听教会的话。
But if a person doesn't listen to the church.
这里说就看他像外邦人和税吏了。
Then he will be deemed as a Gentile or a tax collector.
所以我们一定要照主耶稣的话去做。
So we must do according to Lord Jesus' instructions.
当我们对哪一个人不满的时候
，When we have any opinions against a certain person,
我们一定要小心。
That we have to be careful.
我们一定要照圣经这样的话去做。
We have to do according to the words of the Bible.
绝对不要用私人的意思。
That we should not use our own opinions.
现在科技发达。
Now the, there is advancement in electronics and technology.
电子邮件很方便。
And that sending emails are very convenient.
你给他等一下，你所写的都传到世界各地去了。
With one click, what you write can go to all over the world.
但这是收不回来的。
But this is something you cannot take back.
所以我们绝对不能够用这种方式。
So we cannot use such a way.
想要来为自己伸冤。
To try to avenge for yourself.
因为圣经告诉我们。
Because the Bible tells us.
伸冤在神。
That it's God who will judge.
所以我们透过这个教会，在主耶稣所说的这个方式。
So according to Lord Jesus' instructions.
我们不满意的时候。
When something we don't agree with.
真的是要交托给主啊。
We must put it in the hands of God.
不要用人的方式。
We don't. We should not use men's methods to try to avenge for ourselves.
想要报复。
To try to avenge for ourselves.
这都不是一个和真理的一个方法。
Because these are not according to the truth.
当我们面对这样的人的时候。
When we face such a person,
或许你是怀好意啊。
Perhaps you have a good intent.
他写了很多的诽谤。
Or maybe somebody has criticized you.
我们或许说我们来写写来劝劝他。
And maybe you want to write a letter to encourage him.
来澄清他的错误。
And to clarify the misunderstandings.
我们有这样的经验。
But the truth is we have such similar experiences.
不顺服教会的时候。
When a person is disobedient to the church.
你再怎么跟他写都是不但没有用啊。
Doesn't matter how many letters you write to him, it's futile effort.
事情是越闹越大。
And there are some things that will just get bigger and bigger.
所以主耶稣的教导。
So according to the teaching of Lord Jesus,
这是永远不改变的真理。
This is something that will never change.
我们一定要顺服这个圣经的真理来行。
We have to be obedient to the truth in the Bible.
这就是用爱心来处理这些事情。
And we treat, we take care of things with love.
若是能够这样。
When we can do this, then I believe then we'll have unity in the church.
请看以弗所书第四章。
Turn to Ephesians chapter 4,
第三节。
Verse 3.
用和平彼此联络。这里告诉我们用和平彼此联络。
Here tell us that we need to have unity with the bond of peace.
和平是要促进两方能够和好。
To peace is to have harmony.
我们做一个和平的使者。
We need to have, be an ambassador of peace.
我们就要让双方知道。
We need to let both parties know.
要尊主为大。
That they need to honor God as the greatest.
互相的饶恕。
That we need, they need to forgive each other.
把心中的怨恨要摆在一边。
And they need to put aside their personal past.
要把真理摆在心里头。
They need to put the truth in their heart instead.
这样才能够促进彼此之间的这个和平。
Only then they can have a bond of peace between them.
那这样的和平是要尽我们的力量。
Such a peace requires to put in our efforts.
所以说尽力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Here it says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
当我们认识主的时候,
when we know about the Lord,
我们得到圣灵的时候,
when we receive the Holy Spirit,
圣灵已经赐给我们一个合一的心了,
Holy Spirit already gave us a heart of unity.
啊, 因为圣灵让我们跟神和好,
because Holy Spirit allows us to be at peace with God.
圣灵也让我们跟人与人之间和好。
Holy Spirit also helps us to have peace with other people.
这是圣灵的能力。
This is the power of Holy Spirit.
可是这里要告诉我们。
But here tell us.
我们人也要尽力啊。
That men also need to make every effort.
这是怎么说呢？
But how does this make sense?
就好像啊一件婚姻。
It's just like a marriage.
我们知道我们的婚姻是神所配合的。
We know that our marriage are brought together by God.
我们知道有神的美意。
We know that there is beautiful will of God.
但是你这个婚姻，你要尽人的力量去把它啊这个啊维持它啊更加的美满。
But in we know that in a marriage, we need to put in every effort to make the marriage better.
是靠圣灵的能力。
And that is through the power of the Holy Spirit.
来维护我们自己的婚姻。
And to protect our marriage.
那我们要怎么尽自己的力量呢？
How can we make effort?
圣灵一定是这样教导我们。
This is what the Holy Spirit taught us.
要我们先改变自己。
We need to first change ourselves.
圣灵一定能够改变我们。
Because Holy Spirit surely can change us.
假如我们体验不到说圣灵的改变。
If we can't experience the transformation of the Holy Spirit.
有信心。去帮助对方呢?
How can we have the faith to help the other person?
我们怎么有能力去改变对方呢?
How can we have the strength to change our spouse?
就是因为我们体验到哎圣灵的能力。
It's because we have experienced the power of the Holy Spirit.
真的改变我了。
That has truly changed me.
所以我们对我们所领受的圣灵。
Then regards to the Holy Spirit we receive.
我们是这样的肯定。
We are convinced.
圣灵一定会帮助我们的。
We are convinced the Holy Spirit will help us.
我们有这样认识的时候。
When we have this understanding.
我们就更加有信心。
Then we will have even more faith.
靠着圣灵的能力。
With the Holy Spirit's power.
我们来帮助软弱的弟兄姐妹。
We can help the brothers and sisters that are weak.
那这样子的话呢。
With this.
就能够促进大家的合一了。
Then everyone will be in unity and have peace.
虽然短短的这个三节。
These short three verses.
但是保罗的教导。
But the teaching of the Paul
的确能够帮助我们促进教会的合一。
Will help us to have unity in the church.
教会合一才是教会发展的时候。
When the church has unity, that's when the church will be prosperous.
我们才能够胜过魔鬼的诡计。
Only then we can overcome devil's temptations.
因为我们等一下还要开会。
In a little bit, we will have our congregation meeting. So now we'll sing hymn first.
228首。